Nice, a killer version of a great song. Here's a wild thing. Joining me now, one of our NRL Nation commentators, who along with Jimmy Smith and Tim Manning will be calling all the action. You can hear it right here from 7 o'clock tomorrow night. It's week one of finals for NRL, kicking off with a great clash. Penrith take on Parramatta. He's on the line, Mark Carroll. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard, to our listeners up there in SEN territory, Newcastle.
Yes, indeed. All righty. I went to the Knights presentation last night, and one of the things I was interested to hear, Mark O'Mealy has been coaching the New South Wales Cup team for the Knights this season. He's moving on. But he said, look, they've had a tough year. They've used 64 different players in that New South Wales Cup team this season. I couldn't believe that.
It's quite incredible, Richard. I actually called the game for New South Wales Cup, and I've seen Mark on many occasions, and I felt sorry for the coaches, because on game day they'd be giving another sheet, and they'd get it's like a deck of cards, shuffle the deck of cards and see where you put the players. But I thought he did a fantastic job for what he had of players up there. But the scary thing about the stock of New South Wales Cup, there wasn't many people knocking on the door to say, let me in, come in, I want to go and play first grade.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he was pulling them in from all over the place, mainly obviously the local competition, but I couldn't believe that when he said that. 64 different players in the season, that's remarkable. Look, you mentioned coaches. What about poor old Desi Hasler? Apparently Manly have asked all their players to fill out an anonymous survey expected to show whether or not they want Des to continue, whether or not he's got the support of the players. You surprised?
It's an absolute joke. What's Desi done wrong? He's got a fantastic coaching record. He can be a hard man, but he's such a great man as well. But you know, it all started from that pride jersey debacle. Richard, why was he the person to go and do that fantastic speech? It should have been someone up higher in the ladder, being like maybe the owner of the club. And it's just sort of derailed the way they played after that. Is there disharmony in the squad? There has to be. They lost the last bloody five games.
Yeah. And look, the other one, and I've had more calls about it this morning, the Taylor and May decision by the... what do you think? You know, he was found guilty... Jersey. Sorry?
So what a joke. Like, seriously, why is he playing? He put our game into disrepute. If you see the vision of the incident, I can't believe he only got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, to pull someone back and not even know what's going on. He could have hit his head, he could have killed the bloke.
Yeah.
But he put the game into disrepute, and they give him 2 weeks, and they go, oh, mate, you can do it next year. Mate, someone at the top of the ladder in NRL, they said, pull their head in and say, mate, you're copping them now.
Yeah. We had a call this morning that brought up the DeBellin incident, Jack DeBellin. He got suspended, I think, for 2 years, didn't he?
Yeah, correct. Until you're proven guilty. But, you're given all those options, but there's vision there. What's 2 weeks? And you can do it next year.
Yeah. It does seem... Well, and it's set a precedent now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly has. Maybe if you do get suspended, coming into these finals period, do you say to him, can I get those 2 weeks next year?
Yeah. Look, being a Knights fan, I've got to ask you, do you think it's a good signing, the Brisbane 5'8 Tyson Gamble to a 2-year deal joining the Knights from next season?
Yeah, he's a crafty player. He's got a bit of a mouth on him too, which is even better at being a halfback.
Yeah.
But you need change there, mate. So any input that can help the Newcastle Knights to get them back to being a side where you'd actually worry about going up there playing them and leaving them with bruises. So next year they need to start bashing sides through the middle, and that being through your forwards.
Okay, 10-8, Mark Carroll, one of our NRL Nation commentators. Mark, along with Tim Manor and Jimmy Smith, calling all the action tomorrow night right here from 7 o'clock. Qualifying final shaping up to be a blockbuster between the two Sydney rivalries. The Penny Peas welcoming back a host of stars, including their main man Nathan Cleary from suspension. Side obviously desperate not to lose to Parramatta for a third time this season. Eels unchanged lineup for the match. This should be an absolutely great game, Mark.
Yeah, can't wait, Richard. This should be fantastic. Foot of the Mountain's going to be a packed house. And, as I said, they rested their whole back line. And now with Cleary in as well. People say it could be a little bit clunky, but I know as a forward, sometimes you need a little bit of a rest. They rested the State of Origin players, but, mate, sure they've lost two against Parramatta, but guess what, Richard? That was a different competition. We're now playing semi-final footy. This is where you want to play, and this is where dreams are made.
You're going for Penrith?
I'm going for Penrith.
Yep, I'm with you on that one. Okay, first elimination final, which is the Melbourne-Canberra game on Saturday. Only one team, obviously, will win. A huge boost for Melbourne with the halves combination of Munster and Hughes back, and the Raiders will have Whitehead and Whiten in the starting side. Who do you reckon of the coaches is going to be smiling at the end of this one? Ricky or Bellamy?
Out of all the games, I think this could be an upset, but I'm still going to stick with the Melbourne Storm at home. Too crafty, too many big-name players on big days, and this is a big day for them.
Yep, I'm with you. Melbourne, okay. The second game on Saturday, the Sharks take on the North Queensland Cowboys, second qualifying final. Cronulla welcoming back a number of key players, including gun centre Talakai, who's been named to return from an ankle injury. And the Cowboys have only made one change, bringing Cohen Hess onto the bench. Who do you reckon is going to win this one?
Well, let's hope Cohen Hess doesn't hit anyone too hard because he'll get suspended again. That was a bloody joke.
Yeah.
I'm going home team again. I know they've got 11,000 or 12,000 supporters there. It's going to be packed to the rafters. Well done to the Sharks for getting a home semi-final. And I just think they've got some great players coming back, one being Finucane, and I think they can do an upset on the Cowboys.
Okay, Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock, another great game. Roosters take on the Bunnies, the elimination grudge match, an epic battle between a couple of arch rivals. Again, South's looking for redemption. They'll be boosted with the return of Damien Cook from COVID. And at this stage, they've named Cameron Murray to play despite copping that head knock last week. Blow for the Chooks there without Joey Manu for the remainder of the season due to that calf injury. I'm going for the Bunnies. This will be another great game. Who do you reckon is going to win?
Yeah, well, I've got to go against you, mate. I think they're on a roll. The Roosters, I've been saying for the last few weeks, they are the side that can win the comp from the bottom eight, and I'm sure they'll keep that going. And like I said, the scary thing is they've got two fantastic sides, but one of these guys are out on Sunday, isn't it? So that shows you the amazing the contest we have over the weekend.
Look, what do you think about this criticism of Latrell Mitchell, you know, being booed by Roosters supporters? You know, a lot of people are likening this to the abuse that Adam Goods got. I mean, has it got anything to do with that, or it's just, you know, I mean, when I go to Knights games, I boo the opposition. I think you can expect more of that on Sunday, don't you, Latrell?
Come on, mate, Richard, please, not about race. Mate, these supporters pay big money to go and watch a game. Let them expel what they want to do. I'm going to boo someone as well. Yeah. Like, I used to get booed. I used to love the sound of boos, but I think Latrell, when he's come out, he's going to have more people do it, right? But in some ways, people grow from that. So maybe he's used that for his benefit. I'm not too sure. But at the end of the day, mate, go to the chemist and buy some hard enough pills. But what's a boo? It's not going to hurt you.
And look, Benji Marshall, obviously, you know, Tigers legend, he's reached out to Cameron Munster. Do you reckon there's any chance that Cameron Munster might leave Melbourne Storm?
Two letters. No.
Yeah. All righty. Good calling over the weekend, mate. Always good to talk to you. Thanks very much for your time.
Enjoy your weekend, mate. See you,
Good on you, Mark. Spud Carroll.